All right, next up on the three-point stance, we're going to get to our section.
You're killing me, Smalls.
All right, this is a section where we talk about some players that aren't doing so hot right now.
And that you expect them to do.
Yeah,
good.
Probably hurting your team.
Where you drafted them, or you know, you're usually almost an every week starter, and they're just not pulling their weight. So first one we got to talk about, the Carolina Steve Smith.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. 0 points this last week. Mm-hmm. And partially, you can blame his quarterbacks.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, he's still the number one wide receiver there, and you're not pulling in any catches.
Yeah, I mean, you still you look at a player like Larry Fitzgerald, who, you know, I equate mm-hmm. a lot to Steve Smith as far as their skill set.
Yeah.
And you can also equate them now as to how their quarterbacks are playing, because, you know, Fitzgerald has Anderson and Max Hall in the
right
backfield they're throwing to him. But, I mean, he's still getting his touches. He's still getting his targets. He's still getting his touchdowns even.
Yeah, definitely.
Steve Smith isn't doing that.
No. So, and where you got him in your you know, draft, you were expecting him to be one of your starting wide receivers.
Yeah,
and he's just, you're not going to feel comfortable starting him until maybe you see Pike or Clawson look comfortable, and I don't know how long that's going to be.
Yeah, and at this rate, he's going to become the other Steve Smith, and you know, Steve Smith from the Giants is going to be the Steve
exactly,
Smith.
Exactly. That's the way he's going. Up next, Miles Austin. I have Miles Austin on my team. He was doing good. Obviously, Tony Romo was in there. The first week Kittner came in, I decided to sit him mm-hmm. when he had close to 100 yards, I believe, and maybe even a touchdown.
I think he did, yeah.
And then last week, I decided, okay, I'm going to go ahead and put him in, and yeah, he got me nothing. I believe 16 yards
nice.
was what he got. And where you drafted him, that was actually my first wide receiver I took
I
off the
say,
board
was,
in
yeah,
the draft.
Most people's first wide receiver.
Yeah, he's not pulling his weight right now. And I don't know if it's not necessarily his fault. Most of it obviously attributed to Kitna, but still.
If any of it was Wade Phillips' fault, and again, I'm hesitant to put all the blame on Wade Phillips, but if it was Wade Phillips' fault, he should be rebounding here.
Yeah, and so we're going to have to kind of wait and see.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll be on the comeback for my sake and everyone else's. Another one we want to put out there, kind of you know, referenced it earlier, Ocho Cinco.
Mm-hmm.
He's been just completely blown out by T.O.
Yeah.
The team
used to be Ocho Cinco's, and T.O. comes in, and it's all of a sudden the T.O. show.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. And, I mean, they even have a show together, and I still think he gets overshadowed there. So, yeah, if you had Ocho Cinco, you're looking at T.O., and you are not very happy right now.
Definitely.
You guys just better get your popcorn ready. Because Ocho Cinco, he was a guy that I think a lot of us had at least some hope for. I mean, we were hoping for a dynamic duo,
yeah.
You know, Batman and Robin, like we were talking about. But there's only been two games where Ocho Cinco's performance has been stellar. He's only got two touchdowns on the season. Week one at New England, he had a touchdown. Week seven at Atlanta, he had a touchdown. Other than that, his performance has been pretty bad. Those are the only 2 weeks that he was even in double digits for scoring.
Yeah.
That's horrible, especially where you drafted him.
Yep.
So not an every week start anymore. Another person we want to talk about, and this isn't he's a little bit different from the rest of the players on the list, but
okay.
Mike Williams from Seattle, he was a very big waiver wire pickup.
Yeah.
Had a few good weeks where he was really stellar, number one wide receiver on the team, and lately, the last 2 weeks, just not even there.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he might as well not even been on the field.
The last week, anyway, you might be able to attribute to Charlie Whitehurst being the quarterback.
Right.
But, yeah, no, before that, just severe drop off in production.
Yeah.
And if you picked him up on the waiver wire as you know, your savior at the wide receiver position, he's letting you down right now.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
So I think you definitely got to see a little bit more. Matt Hasselbeck supposedly coming back this week. Maybe that'll help his production out
I don't know,
a little
bit. For me, I think on that Mike Williams, I think I'm jumping ship.
All right. I think I'm gonna hold on for another week or two if I got him. Last player we want to talk about here, Brent Celek, tight end from Philadelphia Eagles, was projected as a top 10 tight end this season. Is he even alive right now? Does he have a pulse?
Who knows?
I mean, he likes Kevin Cobb, but with Vic back, it jump ship.
Yeah.
Abandon it. Burn it. Get out of there.
If you're in a short yardage situation on the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, Vic is going to run the ball.
Yep.
He's not handing off to a running back. He's
nope.
not checking down. He's going to run the ball.
No.
Other than that, he's throwing it deep to Macklin or DeSean Jackson and getting a touchdown that
yeah.
way. You know, there is no short passing game to either LeSean McCoy or Brent Celek right now.
Yeah, so
certainly not with those guys. And I think some of the possession passing game, too, has come from some of the other Eagles wide receivers. Jason Avant
yeah.
has really stepped it up,
yeah.
and he was pretty much a nobody last year.
Yeah.
So I think that Celek with Vic is playing as dynamic as he is, just to kind of chime in there, Jay,
yeah.
kind of just to kind of go on what you were saying. I mean, he did nothing, literally nothing last week, no
mm-hmm.
receptions.
I think he only even had the one target last week, and he missed it. So.
You know, I mean, maybe you can just play him him as a, well, maybe not even play him, but if
you need
stuck,
a warm body in
exactly.
your lineup.
there you go. There you go.
I'm jumping ship on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, next up on the three-point stance, we're going to talk about the bye weeks real quick. Last week of byes, thank God.
Yeah.
teams on the bye week this week, New Orleans Saints, Green Bay Packers, San Diego Chargers, and Oakland Raiders. So some of the big-name players you're going to have. A lot of big-name quarterbacks out, actually, with Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Phillip Rivers all out. You're also going to have Marcus Colston, Greg Jennings, Darren McFadden, Antonio Gates, and Zach Miller all on the bench this week. So get those players out of your lineup.
If they're there, definitely want to get them out. They're not going to do you any good.
All right, our next segment up on three-point stance here is Get In My Line.
Oh, Ride the Pine. This is what we're going to do. We're going to give you guys kind of rapid fire. We're going to give you two players that are similar. You might have both of them on your team, and you're trying to figure out which one you're going to start this week. We're going to make it easy on you.
There you go. We make the decision for you.
So we have Jay and Honest Rob are going to be giving their inputs on this one. So let's start out tight ends. Jacob Tammy from the Colts or Vernon Davis, tight end for San Francisco?
I'm going to play Jacob Tammy. I think he has a better game.
Give me Vernon Davis, actually.
Okay. Moving on, we're going to do some running backs. Maurice Jones-Drew or Ray Rice?
Maurice Jones-Drew, I think, is a better receiver out of the backfield. I'm going with him.
MJD. I agree with Jay.
Okay. Going to go to quarterbacks now. Matt Schaub versus David Garrard.
That's a tough one for me, but I think I'm going to go with Garrard up against that horrible Houston secondary. I think I got to go Garrard.
I'm going to go with my buddy David. Same thing going with MGD, so I'm going with David Garrard.
Yep. Okay, we're going to have some elite running backs right here. Peyton Hillis or Darren McFadden?
That's a really tough decision for me. I think I'm going to go with Peyton Hillis, though. You can't really go wrong with either of them, but I think Peyton Hillis. He's up against the Jets, but I still think he just keeps up his production.
I'm going to continue to ride the hot hand with McFadden.
Okay, all right. Next, we're going to do some wide receivers. Miles Austin, Randy Moss. Who has the worst suck fest?
I think I'm going with Randy Moss in this one. I think he plays a little better than Miles Austin there in Dallas.
Dallas is playing the Giants. Kitna throws a lot of interceptions, so I got to go with Randy Moss.
Yep. All right. Now, quarterbacks, are we going with Tom Brady or Kyle Orton?
Wow. I'm going to go with Tom Brady. I think I'm going to stick with my buddy Tom.
I know Orton started out great this season. Never really been an Orton believer, though, so I got to go with Brady.
All right. We have defenses now. Miami's defense versus Cleveland's defense.
I'm going to go Miami. I know Cleveland had a great week. I'm not buying into it yet, though.
Give me Cleveland, actually. I think I am going to buy into it.
All right, last one here, wide receiver. Steve Johnson versus Mike Williams, Tampa Bay Mike Williams.
I'm going to go Mike Williams.
Give me Williams.
Okay, that's going to do it for us. We actually want to do shout-outs real quick before we get out. We're going to do this at the end of every show. I want to give a shout-out to Sue Cater. She's the one that did our logo that you're clicking on to listen to us.
Thank you very much, Sue.
On the WILS 1320 website. So definitely want to give a shout-out to Sue Cater.
All right, my shout-out is going to be to the Green Bay Packers defense. Thank you for single-handedly getting me a win in all three of my leagues this week.
My shout-out is going to be to Sarah Rosa and Ryan Porter, our new production team.
All right, that's going to do it for us here on the 3-Point Stance. I'm Brad.
I'm Statman, Honest Rob.
And I'm Jason. Everybody remember, you can email us at the3pointstance@gmail.com, and that is the number 3, not the word. Everybody remember to keep your fantasies on the field.